Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now,
I hate
you,
that.
Are you calling me from a Google number?
Yes. So we use a VoIP system. So it may have come up as a different number. I bet, didn't it?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's exactly the same.
Oh.
It's just that now that you provide me with your 800 number, I see that, okay, it's not from there, so that's why.
And you can actually get me from either of those numbers. You can dial the number it showed up as on your caller ID, or you can reach me on the 877.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You can also, I should let you know, you can text me, too. If you ever need to get a text message to me, just, shoot something off quick, you can text me there, too.
At the 281 number? At the 281-214?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
9940. Yep. Okay. I'll put in there Gail's text number,
Perfect.
And voicemail. Just kind of like knowing that this is not it's your other number. So,
And then did you say the company name is on that credit card also?
It's
name.
Right below.
Okay.
So it is, Eden. It says Eden Garza, and it says CV Paint and Remodel.
Perfect. And for the billing on that card, I would assume is still the 8330 Pursley Road.
Yeah, Pursley Boulevard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Boulevard, sorry. And
yes.
It says that.
Yeah, and I wish they would have just stayed to road or street, because, girl, we're no boulevard here.
Oh, that is too funny.
Yeah.
I know, I always thought boulevard was reserved for in-town roads,
yeah.
But maybe,
well,
maybe I've been wrong all these years.
And what makes me more upset is that this road, it's kind of like where they did a subdivision, so it kind of continues on, but then it kind of breaks, and then it restarts in another area, and then it's a road. But
gotcha.
Pursley Road, that's the same tree. Jesus. So either boulevard or road, So.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's just,
that's
it makes
funny.
It all up. So
So I'm not putting a note in here. Okay. And then Master Visa, Amex, or Discover.
It says Visa.
Okay. And then just for security reasons, I am alone, me and the cat and the dogs, but I don't repeat the numbers back. But if you give them to me in four-digit blocks, I should be able to keep up just fine.
Okay.
And I'm ready when you are.
Okay. 4473.
Okay.
4400.
Got it.
1065.
Okay.
0263.
All right. And then expiration, please.
08, which is August of 2025.
And then the three-digit security code.
587.
Got it. Thank you. I'll get that updated, and then we'll go ahead and send this through, and then you'll have a couple more emails on the way to you. I'll let you know when those are on the way. All right, so you should have two more emails on the way to you. The one we need to handle is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay. Okay, I got it. And I got the invoice forward.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do is walk you through the clicks and the typing, because I have to read it to you anyway. So about four sentences down, I believe, is a click here button or link.
I'm just looking at this real quick. Okay, so further down into...
Yeah.
So I only have a reply or forward button.
Oh, let's see. Are you on the one called Local Splash Initial Invoice?
Oh, let me look. Local Splash Initial Invoice. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And that one about four sentences in, it should say
okay,
click here.
Okay, click here to accept the terms?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, you got it.
Okay, should I go to Chrome or Google LLC or Safari? Here?
Shouldn't matter.
Okay. All right. I normally do Chrome, but just want to make sure.
Go for
Chrome
it.
By itself. Make it built in settings.
I know Chrome will work.
let's see. It's giving me a couple questions. Can you now use Google, Chrome anytime?
Oh.
I guess it make a default.
I guess Google's making you do extra things this morning, too.
Yeah.
I had to do my little extras. And
okay, so it's asking me a question about allow cross-website tracking?
I guess I would say yes.
Okay, so I guess maybe I don't have my laptop here where I'm at, so I'm just
going to
get on my phone here. So maybe that could be the whole issue about the situation.
Gotcha. Take your time.
Yeah, because I have it on my laptop. It's back. Okay, hold on. Let me go back and see. If not, I'll just do Google. Okay, so I went to regular Google. So it says local slash terms experience. Okay, so for
perfect. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox, and then it'll ask you to type Eden's name, and it'll want the capitals where they belong, and so on.
Okay, perfect. So let me just do confirm.
So many steps, I know. There you go. And then if we did everything right, it should take you to a login screen.
Yep. I have a username here.
Perfect. So that's where you're actually going to log in to your dashboard. And we'll get those credentials to you when we call tomorrow for your onboarding. So that's great. Let me fill in one more little blank here, and then I'll read to you. Oh, boy. So the voice verification portion, I should say the voice portion, is required of us as Google Panel partners. It's also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So run through this quick. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
EV Paint and Remodel.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Veronica Garza.
Thank you. And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of our agreement? So in other words, if you decide to start doing TikToks for business or whatever the next social is, just let us know so we can tie it in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, December 1st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $398, the breakout of which is $299 for your first month to include, well, break that out. The breakout of that is $100 per month for Facebook ads, and then $199 a month for your local map programming. Going forward, beginning January 1st, your true flat monthly rate is set at $299, to which there are never any taxes, hidden click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the first of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I just need some clarification.
So absolutely.
For the Facebook
yes.
portion, you said it's monthly for $100?
Okay. No, the monthly will be $299.
Okay. One second. Where did I write it down? Here we go. Okay. So, for the month to month, you said it was $399 minus $200, $199 plus. $99.
Sorry.
Did I write
nope,
it down?
Sorry. I goofed you up. So I'll break it out. So today's charge was $398. And mm-hmm. the way that breaks out is $99 is your one-time only setup fee.
Yes.
And then that goes away. And I'm going to math it out, make sure I got it right here, too. If I can type, wow, minus 99. Okay.
The month-to-month, to-month.
Is $299 total. So how that $299 breaks out is $199 for your local map programming. And of course, that includes your website, the logo creation, website maintenance, the directory submissions, all of those other things are in that $199. And then $100 goes to Facebook. So from the $299, $100 of it goes to Facebook each month. And then the remainder of $199 is for your local programming and everything else.
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
Yes, absolutely. And this,
okay.
And so my question is on the Facebook specifically fee.
Okay, sure.
So example, let's just say mm-hmm. that Facebook, the way I understood it, that they charge every click that they go in, correct?
They do, and that comes out of that $100 in Facebook. So it won't be added on top of.
Okay, so let's just say that $100 lasts, an example, initially maybe 2 months.
Right, okay.
You just keep on adding to the account?
No, so so $100 would be your max. So let's say you only use $50 of it this month, mm-hmm. just for example.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then the next month would only be $50 to replenish it back
okay.
to you. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Kind of like a prepaid debit account.
So basically, I guess the fee could vary because you're saying that the $100 may be $50 one month. It might be,
Right. It could be lower. Yep.
Okay.
You got it. Got it.
I wanted to just make sure because I'm just like,
I'm glad you're asking questions. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So because I may not have the $299 every month.
Right. It could be less.
Facebook. For the $199, mm-hmm. that's a set in stone.
Correct. Yep, that one will never vary no matter what.
Exactly. Okay. But the one that will probably vary depending on how many clicks or how many, times it's being viewed is the Facebook, which is the one we're limiting to $100 a month. And
yes,
it might
ma'am.
Be where maybe I guess maybe if it's needed and it's too many, maybe we could increase the amount.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right,
if you ever want to meet.
Okay.
And two, if it turns out you don't like the Facebook portion or it's not not getting you what you want in any way, shape, or form, just let us know. We can always pull it out and continue on with everything else.
Okay.
So
perfect.
you could stop your Facebook ads if you want. Well, you can stop any of them or any of it.
Okay.
And two, you can also pause. The entire service or just the Facebook, whichever, you know, let's say, I don't know, maybe Eden announces that he's taking you to the Bahamas for a month.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know, you guys aren't going to be around for a month, so you don't need service. Just let us know and we'll pause you for a month. Easy as that. Super simple.
So
all
when
right.
you pause the business, do they just don't show up or they show closed on your ads or website?
Your ads would just stop running on the Facebook portion, and your Google business profile will stay up, and it won't show you closed. I mean, unless you want us to show you closed there, I wouldn't though. I would show, I'd leave it alone. I'd leave it as.
Wondering how it worked.
So we just wouldn't, as far as the local map programming, we just wouldn't do the programming that month. So in other words, we wouldn't make the programming adjustments for algorithm changes. But when you unpause, we catch it all back up again.
I don't think it's gonna happen, Gail, but I was just curious to know how it works. So.
Oh no! Yeah, well, and you should. I want you to have a good understanding.
Not necessarily because of a vacationing, but it could be maybe an emergency. You know that.
Right.
You never know. So absolutely. It's
awesome.
Okay.
And you are all set, Veronica. We've got everything in. Got your listing secured. Did you have any last questions for me before I let you back to your day?
No, ma'am. You've been great, Gail. I want to appreciate your explanation and patience.
Oh, no problem. And I appreciate your time, too. I know I've taken up a lot of it this morning.
No. It's worth it, for sure.
I'm excited.
I am too. And I'm sure my husband will be more excited that something has finally been done. As he realized most of everything over to me, you know, he says he does the hard work and I do the easy work, which I think is
nice. no, it's not. I think he's got the easy work. His is pretty, cut and dried. Yours is variable.
Absolutely. Yeah. quick question before I let you go, Bill.
Sure.
So tomorrow is my next call and it would be from the technical department.
And so we'll call from the 877 number and I like to make those calls if I can pull free at that time, and I do try everything possible. I'll be the one that'll call you and then I'll bring your technician in so I can introduce you. That way you don't have to go in cold with somebody you don't know. If I can't pull away from the phone though, then your technician will call you by themselves.
But I will try to be there too. I'm
going to
save the number as local splash. So I'll know, it's from y'all. So no, and that they'll be doing the rest, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got it. Oh, and I should mention to you too, Veronica, if you know anyone else that does or doesn't do the same services that you do that could use our services, send them my way. Give them my name. So anybody you refer to us, you get a free month of service. So make sure they mention my name. That way I can make sure that you get credit for it. I actually had one go through about a week or so ago. They didn't give them my name, and somebody else set it up, and my client didn't get the free month. And I'm like, that stinks. Because, just have them mention my name, and I'll make sure you get credit for it, too.
Absolutely, I will. We have a couple of family members that they're all in the business, in businesses, and self-employed. And for sure, if they want more work, I'm sure that's going to be a good thing for them, too. So, for sure.
You bet. Definitely. All right, Veronica. Well, you have a good rest of your day. And
Likewise,
we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Thank you, hon. We'll
you
talk
too.
To you tomorrow.
I hope you feel better. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.